Welcome to our Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today on our program, you're going to hear a teaching that I am using exclusively here on radio. This isn't on my television broadcast, but this is a teaching that I did at a Gospel Truth seminar, and it's being played exclusively for our radio audience. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, so listen, and at the end of the program, you'll hear our announcer come on and share with you about how you can receive this very teaching that you'll be listening to today. People don't want you yelling at them and telling them things. People just want you to be so full of the love of God that while everybody else is talking about the swine flu, you know, just that's recent. And people were proclaiming a pandemic. It didn't happen. It's not going to happen. The world is just weird. The world is full of fear. The world is always pushing the panic button. And I can guarantee you there's some of you in here who are Christians who love God. You're born again, and yet you were bothered by the swine flu and you had fear about it. And perfect love had cast out fear. There's no reason to have any fear over that. There's no reason to have any fear over anything. There's no reason to be fearful about the economy. Man, perfect love just cast out fear. Perfect love will put you on a high that, you know, it's like a dope addiction in a sense. That who cares, amen? You're high, who cares? Just do whatever, amen? I'm blessed. You can get high on Jesus. You can get so in love with the Lord that it just doesn't matter what's going on in the world. You care because you don't want other people to suffer, and you're going to do something because you feel led of God to do it, but you don't have to do it for yourself. Amen or oh me. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God wants you to have intimate relationship with Him. And if you aren't, I mean, if God isn't your best friend, if you couldn't sing with Jill, that my favorite thing to do, not just every once in a while I've enjoyed it, but my favorite thing to do is to spend my time with you. Amen. You're missing out on salvation. Wow. If there was no heaven or hell, right now it's awesome. Christianity, having a relationship with God, is awesome. To feel God's pleasure is awesome. And there's some of you that won't let that happen. It's not God who's not expressing it. It's you that won't let it come. I've been in services before. I remember when Jamie and I first got started, I'd go to this man's services, Joe Nay, the guy that kind of got me started in ministry. And I'd go to his services and I'd be overwhelmed. I remember being in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting with 5,000 people and I saw miracles. I picked people up out of stretchers. And I could put my hand around this woman's thigh. She was down to nothing. She was nearly dead. I picked her up and put her in a chair. And then I saw her running back and forth and pushing her stretcher. And I saw her healed. And we were so much in the presence of the Lord that when the service was over, we just stood there. We felt like it was holy ground. We couldn't move. And everybody else was gone. It was just Jamie and me standing there. I've been in the presence of the Lord to where I'm just overwhelmed. And I've been in these services. And anyway, I was ministering, I think it was in Omaha, Nebraska. And I remember having a service and people were just, their lives were being changed. I could tell that God was changing them. People were just being set free. And I could see happening in other people what had happened in me. And I was the vessel that God was using. And I remember getting in the car and driving back to the hotel. I was by myself. And I was just thinking, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for using me. Thank you for touching somebody's life through me. And you know what? The Lord spoke to me and He said, well, thank you, Andrew. And you know, my first thought was, oops, this isn't God. I shouldn't be thinking this. But that was God. You know, God's a good God. God loves you. And you know what? God will tell you thank you. I had an instance where the Lord came in and kissed me one time. I won't go through that whole story. But some of you think, ah, how dare you say something like that? Well, if He had loved me enough to die for me, He'd walk into a room and kiss me. Some of you struggle with that. That's because you don't know God. God loves you more than you could ever imagine. Nobody in here has ever plumbed the depths of God's love. But I can tell you, just the little bit that I've entered into the presence and in a relationship with God, it is so awesome. It has allowed me to overcome everything. And it's the key to the Christian life, is just having relationship with God. And the good news is He wants that relationship with you. That's why He died, was to bring it. Some of you are saying, well, what do I do? And I have people always come up and say, would you please pray for me that I'll have an experience like you had? No, I won't. You know what? Having a physical, emotional experience is not what I'm talking about. Most people who've had a very emotional experience like what I experienced, it destroys them because you become addicted to it. And it wears off. Mine wore off after 4.5 months. And you know what? Some people think, well, what did you do wrong? Nothing. God doesn't want you to live on an emotional plane to where you can feel goosebumps going up and down your spine. God's a God of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You know, if the Lord wanted to, He could make every one of you feel all kinds of things. He could have a bird come sit on your shoulder and whisper in your ear and say, Jesus loves you. He could have a dog walk up to you and say, Jesus loves you. The Lord could write your name in the sky. He could do all kinds of things, but He doesn't do it because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. The Lord doesn't want you to live on an emotional level. The Lord, for whatever reason, I don't understand, touched my life, and I had this experience with the Lord. But you know what? After it wore off, I went through 13 months in Vietnam asking God to kill me. Because how do you live without it? And I didn't know what I did to make it happen. I didn't know why it left. And I got desperate and I just wanted to die. And I asked God to kill me for 13 months. I just wanted to die and go to heaven. I figured you couldn't live on that plane that I'd experienced here on this earth. And then I nearly got killed twice in one day. I came within an inch of being killed twice. And I finally decided, you know what? I'm really not as excited about dying as I thought I was. And I decided I'm going to have to live. And so I just started opening up my Bible and reading it. And you know what? I began to learn through the Word of God that Jesus loves me. And now I am not operating on an emotional high. Most of the time I don't feel anything. It's not feeling, it's faith. I know that God loves me. And I encourage myself in the Lord. I'm not going to pray for you that you'll have some emotional high because it becomes addictive. And what it does to most people, it just gets you to where, oh man, if God was to give you some emotional high, then you'd be depressed to the max tomorrow if you didn't have the same thing happen. And it would ruin you. You don't need that. What you need to do is just believe what the Bible says and minister to yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord and take the Scriptures. And you know, when I first got started, I remember I'd go stand in front of a mirror. And I'd say, Jesus loves you. And I'd look, and boy, all the hair on the back of my neck would stand up like, oh man, I hope God don't strike me dead. I'd say, you're righteous, you're holy, you're pure. And I'd preach to myself and look myself eyeball to eyeball. And you know what? I was convincing myself. And some of you think, well, I don't want that. I just want God to supernaturally do it. No, that's how it happens. God's already proven it through Jesus coming. He's given us the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will bear witness, but you are going to have to encourage yourself. You're going to have to convince yourself that the things I'm saying are true. You need to go study these Scriptures and realize that eternal life isn't just going to heaven. It's right here. Eternal life is knowing God, and that's what He came to do. If you were to read on in John 17, He says, Father, let them know that in the same way that you have loved me, I have loved them. In the same way that you sent me, I have sent them. How do you think God feels about Jesus? That's exactly the way He feels about you, through who Jesus is. And if you could get a revelation of that, it'll change your life. And it'll take away your fear of what people have to say. Who cares what somebody has to say? If God Almighty loves me that way, you can be fearless. You can stand up and speak the truth. It'll give you a purpose, a drive. It'll give you a reason to get up in the morning. It changes everything, brothers and sisters. And I'm saying this in love, but I would suspect that the majority of people here do not experience eternal life. You want all of the benefits that come from knowing God, but you don't want to know God. You know, it hadn't been presented as a goal. I'm telling you that this is why Jesus died, is He wants to have intimate, close, personal relationship with you, and it's up to you. You can encourage yourself in the Lord. And today we have even added benefit with praise and worship music. Man, you can put on praise and worship music, and even if you can't carry a tune, turn the volume up loud enough and you can't tell that it's not you that's not singing. And you can worship the Lord, and you can love God, and you can take anointed music, and you can just love God. Make sure that you get like Charlie and Jill's or some good praise and worship where you're worshiping God instead of complaining about how bad everything is and griping and talking about your problems, which is what most Christian quote-unquote music is today. But you can get into the presence of God. You can use it. You can use CDs. You can get my materials. You can get other preachers' materials, and you can take the Word and build yourself up. We just don't have an excuse. Scripture says singing to yourselves, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and speak unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You don't have a reason for not experiencing eternal life, other than either ignorance, which I've just eliminated that tonight and told you that this is God's will, or you are just choosing to disregard what the Word says. If what I've said is true, and you now have heard the truth, all you got to do is just begin to start moving in that direction, and God will help you. He will draw you unto Himself. He'll teach you how to keep your mind stayed on Him. He'll speak things to you and tell you that He loves you and tell you that He appreciates you. God will give you a hug. God will make you feel good, but you've got to let God be magnified. You've got to let God love you. If you'll head in that direction, I can promise you God will help you to experience it. And once you experience it, it's like the Scripture says, you can become addicted to these things.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. And you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.